As we continue to listen to readings from the Acts of the Apostles, today's gives us not only a further insight into how the apostles, under the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit, understood themselves and then applied to the church everything that Jesus taught, but we also still see that the members of the church aren't all yet in such a state that they are readily willing to accept others. Many, many of the Jews, we know, according to the Acts, converted, but they still had the idea, the old idea, that Jesus, in whom they believed and converted to, his person, his life, was just for them. And we see how the Holy Spirit, working through others, comes to open again their eyes, the minds and hearts of faith, to recognize what Peter himself had to recognize. That it is God's church, not theirs. It is God, the Holy Spirit, who, in a certain sense, we'd say, he's in charge, he runs it. But we see how God inspires those to recognize what's true and good and then make it a part of their lives. But we also recognize that we can, in a certain sense, be a hindrance to God's will for his church. But God, in his goodness and mercy, helps us recognize that as well. And if we are smart, wise, we set aside what we think his will is, and we then do his will, his way.